This is Jerry Bingham, host of Hush Loudly on WGN Plus.
And I thought to myself, you know what? This is how you command and get respect in a room without having to raise your voice, without having to perform. And we as women should learn how to embrace our rich grandma energy earlier in life. Hi, this is Shania Khan, author of Rich Grandma Energy and the Death of the Girl Boss, and you're listening to Hush Loudly on WGN.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Hush Loudly, where we always have someone interesting. And today I am so excited. It's like I can barely sit still because we are talking to Shania Khan. And if you don't know her, you will get to know her today through this conversation. And I'm not going to read a bio. So, Shania, I'm giving credit to you. Usually I will start reading a bio and giving, you know, the whatever black and white version of who this person is. And after reading your book and taking your class, I feel like that's not what I am really supposed to do. That is something that I've been taught, something that I believe we're supposed to do. And I've thrown all that out the window. So we are just going to have a conversation like girlfriends about this stuff. And I know that everyone will be so excited to hear. So I feel like today's conversation is not only for introverts, because we're going to talk about your nervous system, but also for women. This is our rallying cry. This is what we need to hear. And then also for men. Okay, y'all need to get it. Y'all need to understand us. You need to listen up. And you need to know this for your daughters and for your partners and for your moms, just to have a better understanding of who we are and what we need from you. So, Shania, welcome to Hush Loudly.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
I want to first ask you about, you call yourself the luxury life architect. What does that mean, and what brought you there?
So the luxury life architect I came up with because I decided I wanted to architect a luxury life for myself, which entailed not just material things, but a luxurious life where I could wake up when I wanted, go to sleep when I wanted, take naps when I wanted, travel when I wanted, and not be bound to an office or corporate America or rules. So I decided one day to do little tiny things every single day that will lead me to this goal. And so I'm still architecting my life. It's an ongoing process, but that is what luxury life architect means to me. It's architecting a life that is of luxury and whatever that means to you for yourself.
And it may be people are doing bits and pieces of this, but don't realize it, because the way I found you, I don't think I ever told you this, was when you popped up on my Instagram and you were talking about the robe and you were saying how, and now I'm not going to remember exactly what you said, but about it's okay to have on your robe and you should have different types of robes and, you know, have the silk one, have the whatever, have the one for warmth and for comfort. And it's something that I do every day, but didn't even realize that it is like I'm changing when I come in from work and getting into a different state. And that is what I first saw. And you were talking about your soft 60. Can you talk about the soft 60 a little bit? And then people can go back and find you on TikTok and Instagram so that they can follow along as well.
Absolutely. So the robe theory was something that I thought about because when I was younger, we were told, okay, get dressed, get ready for school, go do this, hurry up, hurry, hurry, hurry. And then later in life, my mom, you know, would be like, hey, why don't you ever transition or relax before you're getting ready? Why are you always running around and rushing? Why don't you put on your robe? Why don't you relax? Why don't you get yourself out of the go state and then get yourself into another state? It was like a pause. And so I thought to myself, wait, that's actually true. Whenever I do change into a robe, like you said, Jerry, it puts you in a different mental state. And I started feeling like I had more time when I got dressed, that I didn't have to rush, that I deserved 10 more minutes of coffee in the morning than I would usually give myself. So Soft 60 then came out of this because I was in very intense training programs. Like physically, I would go to the gym 6 days a week, lift very heavy weights, and then I would try to squeeze in yoga and Pilates. I was forcing myself to eat rice and chicken and broccoli every day because that's what I thought you needed to eat to stay fit. Mm. And one day I got really burned out. I kept getting injured at the gym. And I thought to myself, what if instead of a program that's hard on your body, and for example, I thought of 75 hard, I did all of them. What if we did 60 days of softness? What if I treated myself really well for 60 days? I ate what I felt like eating. I nourished myself. I sat down to eat. I hydrated myself with water before I had coffee. I sat in my robe. I took naps if I needed to. I took one day to reset and did mass and got a massage and whatever. And it changed my life in 60 days. I lost weight. My skin was glowing. I attracted new people into my life, new opportunities. So I thought to myself, I have to develop this and share it with everybody what I did because they're not going to believe that hustle culture doesn't work. And so I decided to kill the girl boss. And that's how Soft 60 was developed.
I love that so much. It means so much and it will resonate with our listeners who are trying to be the girl boss and trying to do what we think we are supposed to do. So since you brought it up, let's jump right now to your book, which I am honored to have received an advanced digital copy. And I have to tell you something funny. When I first read like the first couple pages digitally, I knew this is one of those books that I need to highlight like an old lady or like we did in high school because I'm going to be referring back to it. So even though I had the digital copy now, I have the hard copy now. But when I had the digital copy, I printed it out. I three-hole punched it and put it in a binder. And I'm looking at it right now. And I have highlights.
I love that.
And because I refer to it. So I will just open it up and just look at it. And so I just wanted to read to you, and I want you to talk more about this book that everybody needs to have on their shelf. This one of my favorite quotes in here is you say, because when you raise your voice, people hear emotion. When you stay calm, they hear certainty. Here's what soft power actually looks like in practice. Someone disrespects you. Old you would have gotten loud, defended yourself, proven why you didn't deserve that treatment. New you just stops engaging. No explanation, no defense, just a quiet withdrawal of access. That's more devastating than any argument. Boom. That says so much. That is so powerful. And this entire book is like that. You started to talk about it. So tell us about the death of the girl boss and your fabulous book.
Yes. So I've come from corporate America, as a lot of women do. We enter corporate America. We're told to wear the blazer. We're told to show up with the PowerPoint presentation and Excel and talk about KPIs and SOPs all day. And I realized since in my 20s that I wasn't built for this life, but I did it anyways because that's how you make money and you have to kind of get into the corporate culture or you're not going to get ahead. So you have to speak their language and do what they tell you to do. Who are they? They are the people that invented hustle culture, right? And so again, I got super burnt out. I used to get knots in my stomach every morning before I went to work. I used to hate waking, dread going to meetings because nobody was listening to me anyways, no matter what I did. And I then decided, I looked at people in my life that are actually grandmas. You don't have to be a grandma to read this book and really embrace the lifestyle. And I thought to myself, these women wait their whole lives to get to this state, which is the rich grandma, which is the grandma that always has candy in her purse and has money that she gives you. And she'll go and buy you things that your mom won't buy you. And she gets all the attention in a room. They'll come to her and say, hey, did you get anything to eat? Can I get you something to drink? When she goes out to eat, she's wearing comfortable clothing. She's wearing cashmere and silk. The waiter knows just to go over to her and check in on her. She doesn't even have to raise her voice. And I thought to myself, you know what? This is how you command and get respect in a room without having to raise your voice, without having to perform. And we as women should learn how to embrace our rich grandma energy earlier in life. And so that's how I wrote the book. And it has all the principles, the Cleopatra principle, the robe theory. And it really teaches women how to not perform anymore and how to empower themselves and how to embody this woman that we see later in life. We don't need the life experience. we don't need to go through all these struggles that our mothers and our grandmothers went through. We need to embrace that now. And that's how Rich Grandma Energy came about. And I'll tell you, when I killed the girl boss inside of me and Rich Grandma came out, again, I attracted more meaningful relationships, more money than I'd ever made before in my life. And I feel completely rested at all times, even when I'm right now, I'm building an app for Soft 60.
Ooh.
I just don't feel that burnout and that tired because this is something I want to do. And I do it at my own pace. No one can force me to wake up and do something. No one can force me to work for 10 hours. So it's been such a huge lifestyle shift for me. And I know it worked because I'm living proof that I had to write the book and share it with everyone else. So I'm glad you're highlighting it.
Yeah, we're happy you wrote this book. And you mentioned the Cleopatra principle. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yes. So Cleopatra is one of these people that I have always been very fascinated by. She was a woman that was written in history books many different ways, right? So they were like, oh, she wasn't that pretty. And we don't know why she had all this power and all this stuff. So I really did some research and digging. And we only know what we know from the history books. But Cleopatra made people come to her. She didn't learn Latin to communicate with all the people that came to her to negotiate about all of the stuff that was going on, right? So the Roman generals used to actually come to her palace. They would learn her language and they would play by her rules, right? And she showed up wearing, which in corporate culture is looked down upon, she wore all her gold, all her jewelry, all her silk, wore a bunch of eyeliner,
yes,
and came dressed like this in front of Roman emperors where they would look down and say, why is she not dressed like us? Well, she decided that they are going to bend to her and they're going to come to her and they're going to speak her language. And that's the only way she would negotiate with people. So that is the Cleopatra principle. And I apply it to my life all the time. I say, no, you're going to come to me. You're going to negotiate on my terms and I will no longer bend and perform for anybody. And it's changed my life.
That's so powerful. And I want, you know, the introverts who are listening, even though our listening audience is both introverted and extroverted, but just want to point out some things to you, because next I want to ask Shania about frequency and about our nervous system. You know, introverts, and this is through research, our nervous system, we're wired a little differently than extroverts. We can do everything that extroverts do, but we have to know ourselves and know that our nervous systems are a little more sensitive. And that explains why we like maybe a darker, calmer environment when we're at home. We don't really love it when all the lights are on and all the music is on and all the noise outside. It just bothers our nervous system a little bit. And so Shania talks a lot about regulating your nervous system. And that also comes through in this book and in Soft 60 and everything else she does with the Frequency Planner. So that's why this is important for you to hear this as well. So, Shania, can you talk a little bit about our nervous systems and how we need to regulate? And then tell people where we can find all this good stuff about you from you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So our nervous systems are wired differently as women. Men thrive on having tasks and jobs, and they thrive in bright overhead lighting in offices. They thrive off really, really strict schedules. And that's just, the research shows this, right?
Yes.
Research also shows that women do not thrive in the same environments. We actually don't like overhead lighting because,
yes,
we are then put in the spotlight, and spotlight means danger in female biology,
oh,
right?
Wow.
So we actually like candlelight and,
yes,
soft lighting. And if you've noticed the restaurants that are higher end, they'll always,
yes,
have a candlelight, or they'll have low lighting. They'll have soft music playing. That's because those restaurants appeal to a woman's nervous system. So the nervous system is very important because you cannot create from a burnt out nervous system. And women are creators. The more burnt out we are, the less we create, the more we consume, and the more unhappy we become because everything starts falling apart around us. So the best way that I've learned how to create and how to function properly in life is to regulate my nervous system. It comes through breathing. It comes through slowing down. It comes through sitting down and eating your meals, using proper cutlery, using proper plates. It comes from sipping your water slowly and drinking your coffee slowly. And as you said, Jerry, it comes from lowering your voice when you're speaking. So introverts, I think, had it right all along. They like to regulate their nervous system this way, and that's why it's harder for them to go in these loud environments. They're not really designed for anybody, I'll be honest with you. We just learned how to adapt.
Wow. I'm just still blown away, even though I've heard you and been around and absorbing all your stuff, but I'm still kind of just blown away about everything that you're sharing today. Another thing that you talk about that I love, and I told you that I've kind of put into practice in my workplace where I'm over quite a few people and a couple of all male teams. And I realized after working with you and the ladies in our group, how my femininity and my soft-spokenness and my softness actually works to my advantage. And so a lot of introverts, we have that, but again, we don't know. We don't use it to our advantage. But what you helped me realize is it's disarming. And so when people come into my space, which I now kind of require that instead of the opposite, I can see it. I can see a physical change, like even though it seems like a physiological change as they walk in. And then I lead in the way that I want to lead in my office with low lighting and with my pretty little couch. I have this cute little couch that I bought and a cute little chair and cute little things on my desk because I like cute stuff. And I want you to talk a little bit more about that and our femininity, how it isn't a weakness or manipulation. That's another quote. It's just another form of power. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Absolutely. Women from the beginning of time have learned, knew how to rest. And eventually we lost that power inside of us because we were told to go, go, go and hustle. And when you learn that rest isn't lazy, it's actually strategic. Talking slowly is strategic. Embracing your femininity is strategic. It's all a strategy to make others around you feel comfortable. The more comfortable that people feel around you, and Jerry, you said you have a soft couch and you have all the things that you want in your office, not for show, not for performance, because you actually like these things.
Yes.
That also translates into authenticity.
Yes.
And authenticity is so important because when people know you're authentic and you're living in your truth, they're more likely to open up to you. And so I don't know if you've noticed this, if you go to a networking event, women are not really great at networking because we are thrown into performance mode. We are not built to strategically align with people in the room and actually get what we need. We're built to perform, and that's why networking events might be so hard for introverted women on top of everything else. Mm-hmm. They're just not designed for women in general. So all of those things need to be redesigned and reassessed, and we need to learn how to embrace our femininity to be productive and to build businesses because it's not the traditional way that we're used to anymore.
Yes. And like you said, also talk about women fitting into spaces that weren't designed for us. So that is one of the biggest takeaways. Redesign it. You know, do something different. Lean into your authenticity. And Shania, is there anything else you want to add or tell us about before we end this episode?
No, that's it. Just one thing for your audience. If you keep pouring into everyone else and running on fumes, you do not have time to pour into yourself. So it is okay to rest. It is okay to regulate. And it is okay to pour into your own cup. I promise you, the more you do that, that your life will change for the better and you wish you would have done it sooner. So if you're young, listen up. If you're older, listen up. It's never too late to start resting and regulating.
Thank you for that. And tell our audience how to find you. Where do you want us to find you?
Sure. I'm on Instagram and TikTok under I Am Shania Khan. So it's IAMSHANIAKHAN. If they even Google Shania Khan, they'll find all my social media. And my book is on, it's self-published on Amazon. It was the number one new bestseller, which is released on Amazon, which is crazy. It's called Rich Grandma Energy and the Death of the Girl Boss. And they can get both Kindle and paperback versions on Amazon.
Okay. And then the Frequency Planner, where can they find that?
All of that is available on frequencyplanner.com.
Okay.
And those are all linked on my social media. So you can go to my social media, follow me, and you can see all my links in my link tree.
Okay. Shania, thank you. It has been a pleasure and an honor. Thank you so much for everything that you've shared with us, with women, with introverts, and we will be watching. Keep it up. Can't wait to see about the app. That sounds amazing.
Oh.
That sounds amazing. Yeah, I can't wait. So again,
we have an abundance bank on that app, so it's going to be fun.
Oh,
yeah.
That's a new one. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay, I can't wait. Yeah. Well, thank you again for your time, and we will be watching and supporting you always.
Thank you, Jerry. I'm so honored. Thank you for having me.
Enjoying Hush Loudly? Please subscribe and rate us on Apple Podcasts and wherever you listen to us. Did you know Hush Loudly has t-shirts? Yep, show the world you're an introvert without saying a word. We also have t-shirts for the extroverts in our lives who need us. Go to hushloudly.com/shop.